With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning, 6:09. The weather's sunny, windy, cold. Temperatures in the 30s. There are some school cancellations and delays. Imagine that. We had a lot of snow last night. Yeah. I woke up this morning and went, what the hell?
I know.
I just shoveled. But you can get those closings and delays. The Big Y World Class Market Storm Center, kiss957.com, keyword closings.
Well, it's funny on where you live in the state because Courtney came in and she goes, I'm just done with the snow.
I'm done. I'm that girl. I cried all the way into work. I cried. There's a four car accident on 91 in Windsor. I have a Jeep with snow mode and I was stuck in my driveway.
And Courtney was saying in Windsor they had a lot of snow.
Yeah.
Down in East Hampton, when I got home from work yesterday afternoon, nothing.
Okay, what really? About this morning?
This morning we had like 4 inches, 5 inches tops. But I will say the 5 inches, like nothing was plowed. Like,
right.
And I have
all
a truck. And I'm that guy that does 65, 75 on the highway.
Well, reel that crap in. Because
well, no,
I'm annoyed by all of you who are going 100 miles an hour out there in your little cars. I don't even care if you have four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
Just go slow. I went 40 and people were flying by me.
Yeah, just take it slow. I mean, from East Hampton to Hartford, it took me 45 minutes. But I did stop at the 7-Eleven in Marlboro and heated myself up a breakfast burrito.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Gavin, did you drive? Yeah. Did you drive here with your hazards on?
White knuckling it the whole way, left lane, hazards on. I actually felt like a man this morning because I woke up and actually got my snowblower out.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
4 a.m.
I did a little shoveling. Yeah.
Yeah. I had to get the apron done.
I was old school. You know when you used to get stuck? I had a Firebird. I'd get stuck in the driveway. My dad would be like, rock it, gun it, reverse, gun it, reverse. I did that with my Jeep and four-wheel drive in my driveway this morning.
That's crazy.
I had my dad in my head yelling, just gun it, just go.
You got
put it.
Reverse,
drive.
You got it. Yeah, well, be careful. Listen, I'd rather you get to work safe than not get to work at all.
Absolutely. So just, take it slow.
Yeah. Who cares if you're going to be late? You know, it's a minor thing. Just go slow, take your time, and respect other people on the road.
That's right.
I'm tired of crying all the way to work. Hey, listen, we're going to warm you up. We're going to send you to Vegas, a trip for two to Vegas to see Diplo. All you have to do is identify our Secret Santa coming up this morning at 7:40. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is time for War of the Roses. Going to one of our favorite places, New Britain, this morning.
What up, New Britain?
Ooh,
hey.
Okay.
Yeah. We have Jennifer on the line in New Britain. She's got a boyfriend named Chris. I think they've only been going out for a few months, so she thinks he's cheating. We're going to talk to her. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, welcome to the show. Welcome to War of the Roses. I hope we can help you out.
Yeah, I love you guys, by the way. I'm not in the best mood right now.
Oh, thank you. Well, we love you too, Jennifer, and hopefully we can help you. But first, before we even call Chris, I mean, you know what War of the Roses is. We're going to offer him roses. We'll try to feel him out and get some information out of him. But before I even do that, I need to know why you think your boyfriend is cheating. Like, why?
Well, yeah, I have my suspicions. I think he's sleeping with his best friend's wife.
Okay.
I'm scared about it.
Wow.
It's a weird story, guys. I don't want to get into the details, but his best friend passed away recently. Okay. Very tragic. So young.
Mm-hmm.
Very sad.
Okay.
The problem is my boyfriend Chris has been spending all of his time with his wife.
Okay, that's weird. So you're telling me that your boyfriend's best friend passed away tragically, but ever since his best friend passed away, he's been spending like an enormous amount of time with his best friend's wife?
At first, it was like understandable because he's like, well, she needs this fixed and, you know, doing little chores that he would normally do. But it's just like all the time. And they text each other constantly. I'm scared, and I want to know what's going on.
Okay.
You are a horrible, horrible individual.
Stop! Why would you say that? Stop!
Dude lost his best friend.
I know, but
he's just there helping out the woman who lost
that.
Her husband.
She thinks it's excessive, though. Jennifer, is it excessive? Do you feel like it's excessive?
I feel like it's excessive. I feel like I'm not the number one woman in his life.
All right. Well, we're going to put you on hold, Jennifer. I'm torn with this one, but we'll do it. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to call up Chris. We'll, you know, offer him roses and see, try and figure out if we can see what's going on. And you're going to be listening in the whole time. At any point you want to confront him or talk to him, you'll be able to do that, okay?
Okay.
You guys have to be super sensitive. He lost his best friend.
Okay.
So, I mean, who's the florist?
Me.
Oh, God. Please be sensitive. Okay. Ringing.
Hello?
Good morning. Is Chris there?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Chris, this is Matthew from Flowers Express. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Awesome.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Hey, I'm just calling to let you know that you actually won a dozen roses courtesy of Flowers Express in our weekly contest.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool contest we have here at the flower shop. What we usually do in a case like this, when a guy wins, we actually like pay it forward to someone else. Maybe if you have someone special in mind, you could send these flowers to. It would be pretty cool.
Yeah, right. that'd be great.
All right. Yes, Chris, you're on board. Thank you, my friends. It's a great day. You just picked up those roses. So like I said, did you want to send them to yourself or do you want to send them to someone else?
If I could send them to my girlfriend Jennifer, that'd be awesome.
And who should
Excuse me. Excuse me. I'm going to jump in.
Okay.
Chris, it is Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. You are on the radio. Your girlfriend Jennifer.
What?
Yeah, your girlfriend Jennifer is on the other line. Jennifer, do you want to explain to Chris why he's on War of the Roses? If you don't know what War of the Roses is, by the way, Chris, it's if you think your significant other is cheating, you call us. Jennifer?
Hey. Chris?
Jennifer?
I'm so sorry. I thought maybe you had a thing going.
You know what, Chris?
Laura,
I'll help her out. Jennifer thinks you're cheating on her with your best friend's wife. You've been spending a lot of time there. Is that about pretty much it, Jennifer?
Chris, I'm so sorry. I just thought
Jennifer,
you and Laura spent so much
Jennifer,
time to get.
Are you? Tell me that you're not talking about Greg's wife. I cannot believe that you're doing this.
The answer is yes. She
My
thinks
best
you're,
friend's
you're,
wife.
Yeah, you're sleeping with your best friend's wife. That's what she thinks.
No, that... Okay, my best friend Greg passed away. Mm-hmm. And I've been spending time with his wife. Mm-hmm. And we've both been trying to deal with the loss of him. And Jennifer, the fact that you would call a freaking radio station... to find out if I'm cheating on you with her.
I'm sorry. I feel so stupid right now.
My heart is broken, Jennifer. How do you not get that? I cannot believe that you are doing this. Why wouldn't you just talk to me about it? Why are you going to a radio station? Why are you going to a radio station to figure this? I cannot believe that you are doing this. Why would I want to be with you? Why would I even want to be with you now? Who in their right mind would want to be with you after you join something like this?
Listen, I'm sorry, I'm apologizing.
There's nothing to say. What? And you know what? I apologize to the two of you radio DJs who have to put up with this BS.
There's actually three of us.
I apologize to you, Chris.
I'm sorry. This is insane. I have to go.
I'm sorry for your loss. And I... Hold on, Jennifer. Jennifer?
Yeah.
He hung up. I don't think he's cheating on you, Jennifer. I think he's heartbroken, and I think he's trying to deal with his loss. That's what I... Listen, I'm going to put you on hold. We do offer counseling, and if there's anything I can do to help smooth it over, I will. But I think you got your answer. He's not cheating.
Yeah, I'm so stupid.
All right, hold on. Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber, all the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:24. Yes, I cried. all the way to work. It is a little bit slick out there. Be careful driving today. Lots of school closings, lots of delays because of the snow overnight. You can get those right now. It's the Big Y World Class Market Storm Center at kiss957.com. Keyword closings, time for Walmart, Jess Jung.
Yeah, so the Wii gift is all the rage this year. A lot of people are doing it.
Like Wii as in the game?
No, it's actually a gift that somebody buys that, you know, both of you can use.
So
okay.
Courtney, if you and Mr. Automotive, your fiance, celebrated Christmas and he would buy you a gift, they'd be like, you know what? I know she'll like this, but I'll also like it.
I'm going to get a new chainsaw.
Exactly. 74% of Americans have purchased a Wii gift for someone on their list.
Okay.
62% plan on getting a Wii gift for their partner or spouse.
Oh, that's nice. I would do that.
46% of people plan on getting a Wii gift for their children. I believe a lot of guys do that when it comes to video game consoles.
Yeah, you know.
Of course.
I want that car racing game.
If your kids want a Nintendo Switch, but you secretly want like a PlayStation 4 and you actually buy the PlayStation 4. And actually, this is a weird one, Courtney. This is something I could see you doing.
Yeah.
35% of people plan on getting a Wii gift for their mom.
Huh.
Like, what's a gift a mom and their daughter could use?
Tito's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my mom and I, we'll just have cocktails together. Yes, definitely.
Sharing your Tito's. Wow.
Hey, I've got a Wii gift for you. How about $1 million?
Yeah.
Or is that more like a solo gift and now we're getting divorced? But anyway, Wii gift, $1 million. Your chance to win our $1 million holiday and score $1 million is coming up at 8 o'clock. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. Let's do this. It is Hollywood time. Gabrielle Union. Well, the Actors Union is investigating Gabrielle Union's exit from America's Got Talent following reports now that she voiced concerns about a toxic culture on the show. She also mentioned that Jay Leno was a guest at some point and told lots of inappropriate jokes. So they're doing a thorough investigation. Liam Payne got into a fight with security outside a bar in Texas because they wouldn't let his 19-year-old girlfriend in.
Oh, really?
Come on, Liam. You're better than that. She's 19. I mean, right, don't you have to be don't you have to be 21 or over to get in?
Well, it depends. I mean, there are some some clubs where it's 18 plus.
Well, guess what? He should have gone to a teen club.
Okay.
If you're going to date a teen, go to a teen club.
Yeah.
But I was upset. I saw the video that was going around and he really, like the security guard was like, look, we can't, man. And he just went off on the security guard.
Do you know who I am?
Liam Payne.
I have no idea.
You can see that video at kiss957.com/Courtney. And Dan and Shay and Justin Bieber have released a new version of 10,000 Hours. They're calling it The Wedding Remix, and it's awesome.
I've spent 10,000 hours and 10,000 more.
Yes.
Oh, if that's what it takes to learn that sweetheart of yours. And I might never get there, but I'm gonna try. If it's 10,000 hours.
It's 10,000 times better.
Yeah, it's because all Justin Bieber.
It is. It's mostly Justin Bieber, and I like it so much more. You can hear the entire song right now. Kiss957.com/Courtney. Lizzo, all the hits, Kiss957, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. Don't forget, there are school closings and delays. Lots of snow overnight in certain areas. It's the Big Y World Class Market Storm Center at Kiss957.com. Keyword closings. It's more than food. It's my Big Y. All right, it is time for good news. Do you have good news? Maybe the kids are home and you don't have to go to work. Or maybe you made it to work safe and sound because that was a really tough ride this morning. Call us with your good news, 860-247-9570. Although Walmart Jeff said he's got good news that's going to blow my mind. So I'd like to start with you because you never give us good news.
Okay, so I hope this goes. I hope you like this.
See, my guess is you're no longer on cholesterol meds.
Nope.
Okay, what about high blood pressure medication?
Nope.
You're eating vegetables.
No, God,
You joined a gym.
No.
You got a vasectomy.
No. So the other day, Courtney.
Yeah.
I was at Home Depot in Glastonbury.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite things to do at Home Depot is sit in my truck and just people watch. Because a lot of times people will buy products that are, you know, too big to fit in their cars.
Creeper.
And then you watch, like, you watch people trying to jam it in and stuff like that. And,
oh, you don't sit there and help?
No.
You just want to make fun of people.
Oh, that's
I sit there and make fun of people. Yeah. I take videos. Okay. I post them on Instagram.
This is good news. Remember that.
So anyways, I'm sitting in my truck. I have nothing to do the rest of the afternoon. And I see this guy trying to shove like a shower door in his Audi.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like just watching him. I was having a good time. The Home Depot guy came over and they're trying to do it. I get out of my truck and I say, hey, man, where do you live? He goes, I live in South Glastonbury, which is right down the street.
Okay.
And I go, if you want to throw that shower door in the back of my truck, I'll be more than happy to bring it to your house.
Okay.
So you don't have to come back to Home Depot with a truck and stuff like that.
This does not sound like Walmart, Jeff.
I said, throw it in the back of my truck. I got to run in and grab some stuff, and I'll be right out. So I go in, I grab my stuff. I come out of Home Depot. The shower door is in the back of my truck.
Yeah.
The guy and I exchange names.
Okay.
He gives me his address in case, you know, whatever. I get lost from following him and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I drove the shower door to the guy's house.
Okay.
Unloaded it from my truck and put it in his garage.
Was he there?
Yeah.
Did he help you or was he? Okay.
No, he helped me. Okay. And then he gave me a $20 bill for my troubles. So what I did after he gave me the $20 bill, I had to go to Stop and Shop and pick up some food. And the Red Kettle was out there. You know, the Salvation Army.
No way. You did not donate money because this would be a Christmas miracle all around.
So I took the $20 and I put it in the Red Kettle and I donated the money.
This is fake news.
This is fake news.
You're trying to change your...
I don't know if it was the holiday season or what. I don't know. I told the guy, a lot of people have helped me load stuff into my truck in that Home Depot parking lot. Hmm. So I just wanted to kind of pay it forward.
Did you hire a PR person?
No.
What's going on with you? He's lying.
I'm not lying.
I just say, when this happened, Walmart Jeff actually called me. He's like, I need to tell somebody that I did this.
Yeah.
And it was right around Thanksgiving. So I actually told all my family about this and they were shocked. I think Walmart Jeff actually turned over a new leaf.
It was funny because when I called Gavin and told him about this, he goes, we've worked together for 5.5 years and you're nowhere to be found whenever I need something moved with your truck.
That's true.
He goes, you meet some stranger in the Home Depot parking lot and you help him out?
I tell you what, Walmart Jeff, I don't want to like say it's fake news.
Okay, it's not fake news.
Okay, well then I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
And maybe the Christmas spirit has touched your... Well, you don't have a soul.
No.
So the Christmas spirit has touched you in places.
No.
And it was nice. It's always nice to give back this time of year.
I will say it. My heart did feel good. It felt really good to help somebody.
Oh, my gosh. This is a Christmas miracle. Walmart Jeff did something nice for a stranger. Oh, my God. Share your Christmas miracles. 860-247-957. I'm canceling our good news, Gavin.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.